Back now with Day to Day, and let's take a brief break from politics and head to the movies with a look at what the critics are saying about this week's new releases. Here is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Here it is, the first weekend of 2008, and wouldn't it be wonderful if some of the big studios' New Year resolutions were to stop churning out those quickie remakes of Japanese horror films? Well, too late. Alongside my resolution to stop having biscuits and gravy for breakfast, the studios just can't control themselves. Here is a remake of a popular 2005 Asian horror film, One Missed Call, about people dying right after receiving a disturbing phone call. Damn telemarketers.
That's not my ringtone.
It says it's from Shelley. I've been calling from Shelley's phone.
That's creepy.
Not as creepy as that ringtone. You'd be totally, like, laughed right out of the mall food court with that one. Well, Happy New Year, folks. We have our first Not Screened for Critics release, and 2008 is only 4 days old. Sorry, teenage boys, you just might have to go see it without knowing what Rex Reed thinks. One film opening in limited release is the docudrama The Killing of John Lennon, which focuses on Mark David Chapman, the crazed fan who gunned down the famous musician back in 1980.
I was Mr. Nobody, till I killed the biggest somebody on Earth.
The critics are split on this dark subject. The New York Times complains the movie is extremely uncomfortable to watch. The Hollywood Reporter warns The Killing of John Lennon has an unavoidably exploitative feel, but the New York Daily News likes it, saying the filmmaker does a beautiful balancing act, creating a movie that works both on the level of suspense and as a detailed factual chronicle. And with the Academy Awards right around the corner, there's a film that's getting a lot of Oscar buzz and expanding to a wider release, Paul Thomas Anderson's American epic, There Will Be Blood. Daniel Day-Lewis stars as an ambitious fortune hunter, determined to make his mark in the early days of the oil drilling business.
Are you an angry man, Henry? Do you get envious?
I don't think so, no.
I have a competition in me. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Well, the critics love Lewis, and the film is getting raves. The Wall Street Journal gushes, Daniel Day-Lewis's portrayal is not just the performance of the year, but a creation of awesome proportions. USA Today calls There Will Be Blood a searingly intense and artful tale that grabs hold of the viewer and doesn't let go. And Time Magazine cheers one of the most wholly original American movies ever made. So good for Paul Thomas Anderson, but I, for one, am tired of the oil business always being shown as evil, ruthless, and greedy. How about a movie where the oil business is the hero? Something sweet. Maybe for the kids. I know. Exxon and the Chipmunks.
Guess what, guys? One of our tankers just ran aground. There's oil everywhere. What an adventure.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.